From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, August the 3rd, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Lee Kosajunski is reporting in the Daily Mail that school will start at a later time this year for students at Catskill Elementary School. In a letter to parents this week, Interim Superintendent Anna Marie Barkham announced students are to be dropped off at 8:30 a.m. instead of 8 a.m. Buses will begin to arrive at school by 8:25 a.m. Classes will start at 9 a.m. and dismissal will be at 3:35 p.m. In the letter, Barkman wrote the reason for the change was to reduce the amount of, and I quote, unsupervised non-instructional time and to increase instructional and planning time at no cost to the district, end quote. Some parents are unhappy about the change. Second grade parent Jill Carroll said many parents must be at work by 8:30 a.m. and early morning daycare is cost prohibitive. She also said the 3:35 p.m. dismissal makes for a much longer day for her child. Michelle Mumby said parents were not consulted about the change. And Jennifer Fox, the mother of a pre-kindergarten student, said she learned about the time change on social media. Barkman said the district could explore the possibility of offering a before-school daycare program at a cost to families for the 2017-18 school year. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Catskill's long incubating sewer project for Leeds and Jefferson Heights will be visible in mid-August as construction crews move equipment into place, officials from Delaware Engineering said at an August 2nd Catskill Town Board meeting. The regular town meeting included a Leeds-Jefferson Heights Sewer District informational meeting, explaining construction began a few weeks ago on a pump station. Mary Beth Bianconi and Michael Burtis of Delaware Engineering explained that in mid-August, construction on the 8-mile, $12.5 million project will begin in Jefferson Heights near the medical center and move to Leeds slowly over 12 months with a possible winter break delaying completion. The construction will only be from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on weekdays, and all homeowners along the route must hook up to the new system. Michael Burtis of Delaware Engineering warned residents that as they hook up to the new system, they should only use reputable contractors and watch out for scams.
As we get to the connection phase, it's important that the residents and the whole board has voiced this concern that we want to make sure no one gets taken advantage of. So as residents, when it comes time to connection, do your due diligence to make sure you're dealing with a reputable contractor. We don't want anyone to get taken advantage of. I'm sure with a project this size, there's going to be some fly-by-night people that try to come in here and take advantage of people. But do what you can and do your due diligence to make sure you're getting with a reputable insured contractor. You know, ask your neighbors to get together and maybe everyone can get together and find one good contractor to give you a deal on all of them. But just do your due diligence. Check with the Better Business Bureau if you have to. Ask for references. We don't want anyone to get taken advantage of when it comes to connections.
The town will post complete details for the construction project on its website in the next few days. Also at the town board meeting, the board announced the resignation of Jack Ribatuso from the planning board and accepted that board's recommendation to make current alternate Dan Arshak the new planning board member. Also, Catskill set 6 p.m. Tuesday, September the 6th as the date for a public hearing on the annexation of town property on Fairview Avenue. You can hear the entire August 2nd Catskill Town Board meeting on the WGXC Newsroom website, wgxc.org/newsroom. The Daily Freeman is reporting that the Dutchess County's clerk office has been awarded a $3,000 Good Neighbor Citizen grant from State Farm. The funds will be used to implement a safe driving, no texting pledge. The program is intended for teens. It is intended to promote the message that distracted drivers are a danger to themselves and everyone else on the road as well. Under the new safe driving program, at the time a learner's permit is issued, the teen driver and their parent is provided with a safe driving, no texting pledge. That pledge must be signed by both parties and is meant to inspire conversation between the teen and parent about how the new driver can act to keep themselves and others safe. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting in the Columbia paper that at its recent meeting, the Hudson Board of Education discussed the process of selling the John L. Edwards Primary School located on State Street on Hudson's north side. The building currently houses pre-kindergarten through second grade.
The plan is to eventually move those students into the Montgomery C. Smith Intermediate School on Harry Howard Avenue, creating a K-5 building. It is still unclear when this consolidation will occur. School Superintendent Maria Stuttermeyer announced at the board's July 21st meeting that real estate professionals are expected to brief the board this month on the logistics of selling the building. In addition to the district's K-2 program, the Head Start program rents space to the John L. Edwards Building. Asked by a board member about the fate of the Head Start program once the district sells JLE, Stuttermeyer said that was a matter for Columbia Opportunities to consider. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. The Rensselaer Land Trust, Skodak Island State Park, and New York State Department of Environmental Conservation's Hudson River Estuary Program announced on Monday, August 1st, plans for the 5th annual Great Hudson Estuary Fish Count on August 13th. The Hudson River and its watershed are home to more than 200 species of fish. During the annual fish count, visitors help collect fish using nets, minnow traps, rods, and reels. A 40-foot net is pulled through the water and the fish, crabs, and other river life that get caught in the mesh are examined. Christina Younger, president of the Rensselaer Land Trust, said, and I quote, "Hauling in the nets is always filled with surprises. People are amazed at how many different fish live in the Hudson River," end quote. Participants may watch from shore or help pull in the net. Volunteers who want to stay dry can help out by sharing catch results by texting or posting to Twitter or Facebook to compare notes with other participating groups. Two events are planned for the 13th, the first at Nutton Hook in Stuyvesant and the second at Skodak Island State Park. A schedule and more details can be found at www.renstrust.org. The Daily Freeman is reporting that New York State Department of Environmental Conservation has announced sporting licenses and deer management permits are now available for purchase. Deer management permits can be purchased beginning this week at all license-issuing outlets or by phone, internet, or mail through October the 1st. Hunting and trapping licenses are valid for 1 year beginning September the 1st. The DEC offers special hunts for youth age 12 to 15 and for trappers under the age of 12 through its Mentored Youth Hunter and Trapper program.
And now for the weather. The National Weather Service is predicting a sunny day for today with the temperature high near 82 degrees. For Wednesday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 61. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 83 degrees. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 61. And on Friday, sunny with a high near 87 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 66. Sunrise today was at 5:51 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:11 p.m., providing us with 14 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, about 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the third day of August 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.